Welcome to Blackburn Hamlet's first self-guided interpretive experience. Join us as we follow the trail that traverses Harold Diceman Park and learn about the beginning of our community and how the landscape has changed. We will look back in time to the glaciers that once covered this area and discover some of the natural features of this park. We invite you to experience the park and the life that surrounds us with new eyes as you become more intimate with our community. Harold and Yvonne Diceman moved into the Blackburn area in the 1950s. At the time, the community was very different than today, with just a few houses and several farms. Their home, like other homes along that stretch, had a long driveway that started at Innes Road and went up to the top of the ridge. Today, you can still see the Diceman House on Ridgeburn Gate, the street behind you. It is the house with the green roof, just a short walk up the street from here. In fact, Harold did freelance design and created the plans for his own home and that of his neighbor, Alan Beddow, the Red House on Richburn Gate. Little did they know that just a few years later, in 1958, Parliament would authorize the National Capital Commission, then known as the Federal District Commission, to establish a greenbelt around Ottawa, with three-fifths of the greenbelt located in Gloucester. This would lead to most landowners in the area being expropriated from their homes, farms, and businesses. The Dicemans, Alan Beddow, and a handful of landowners, with the help of Dolphin Homes, later Costain Homes, convinced the NCC not to expropriate their lands. This left a 650-acre island in the Greenbelt that would become Blackburn Hamlet as we know it today. These people are commemorated in our parks as their namesakes.